With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Detectives are trying to piece together the story behind a family fight that led a Deer Lodge area man to kill his wife and three children Sunday morning before turning the gun on himself, Steve Jess reports.
59-year-old Augustine Bourns lived with his wife Ari and their three children in a cabin they built outside Deer Lodge. The family often traveled into town to shop and visit with neighbors, but Anaconda Deer Lodge County Police Chief Tim Barkell says Bourns had no use for authorities.
Fish and game guy says whenever he would see him, he just, nothing to do with law enforcement, didn't want law enforcement around. I would say he was definitely a constitutionalist and didn't believe in the government.
Barkell also said Bourns was estranged from his family and had an arrest record for aggravated assault in New Mexico. Others in Deer Lodge describe him as an angry and controlling man. Police say Sunday morning, Bourns called a co-worker to say his wife, Ari, had been fighting with him all morning, and he had just shot her and their three children and was going to kill himself. Police arrived to find their log home on fire and the bodies of five people inside, all dead from gunshot wounds. The dead include Bourns and his wife, along with their three children, boys aged 5 and 4, and a 15-month-old girl. I'm Steve Jess.
Record heat in the Spokane area damaged a portion of U.S. Highway 195. The Washington State Patrol says temperatures in the high 90s yesterday baked the pavement until a section of the highway split a few miles south of the city. The highway was fully reopened earlier today after crews repaired the damaged roadway. A 30-year-old Utah man has drowned while trying to river surf just west of Glacier National Park. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office says the man tied a surfboard to a snag in the North Fork of the Flathead River and was trying to surf yesterday evening when he fell into the water and got tangled in the rope. A patrol commander said others cut the rope from the snag. The man was pulled from the river about 200 yards downstream. Attempts to revive him were unsuccessful. Authorities say the man was from Park City, Utah, and that he'd worked at the Polebridge Mercantile for the last 3 years. His name is being withheld until family members can be notified. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks game wardens are seeking information on a black bear poached just south of St. Regis, Corin Cates Carney reports.
The bear was shot and killed with a rifle sometime between May 31st and June 3rd, about 4 miles up the South Fork of Little Joe Creek. Black bear is open for hunting in most areas of northwest Montana right now, but there were a few violations in this case. The bear's body was left after it was killed. The bear may have been shot from a road, and the sow had cubs. Vivica Krauser of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
And unfortunately, one of the cubs didn't make it. The other cub we were able to transport to the Wildlife Rehab Center in Helena.
Krauser says the death rate for bears this year is within a normal range so far.
Each year, unfortunately, we have some of these kinds of poaching-related mortalities and other things, but hasn't been up this year.
The case is under investigation, and game wardens are looking to the public for help. Anyone with information about this poaching is encouraged to call 1-800-TIP-MONT.
The Secretaries of Agriculture and Interior and the U.S. Forest Service Chief expect above-average wildfire activity this year, especially across the western U.S. The three held a telephone briefing with reporters yesterday afternoon on the upcoming 2015 wildfire season.
We know that we're facing another potentially severe and dangerous wildfire season.
Sally Jewell is the U.S. Interior Secretary.
It is no question it's exacerbated by climate change. It's led to prolonged western drought and longer, hotter, drier fire seasons.
She says wildfires threaten lives, the environment, and property, including watersheds that supply municipal drinking water, power grids, homes, and businesses. U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell says forecasts predict the possibility of an above-average fire season in California, Oregon, Washington, northern Idaho, and western Montana. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the combination of longer fire seasons with more catastrophic wildfires complicates the budgets of agriculture and interior. The secretaries are calling on Congress to reform the way wildfire suppression is funded. Scientists report that after 20 years of attempts to save the species, northern spotted owl numbers in the Northwest are still on the decline and at a faster rate. The threatened bird nests in old trees and is at the heart of a decades-long struggle over the fate of the region's old-growth forests. At a conference in Portland today, scientists reported that owl numbers are now dropping at an annual rate of 3.8%. 5 years ago, the rate was 2.8%. A federal judge is scheduled to hear arguments tomorrow over whether a Louisiana company should be allowed to drill for natural gas on land near Glacier National Park that's considered sacred to the Blackfeet Indians. A 6,200-acre lease was suspended by federal officials in 1993, along with dozens of other leases in the area. Lease owner Solenex LLC of Baton Rouge filed a 2013 lawsuit to lift the suspension. The company wants U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington, D.C. to decide the case so it can drill this summer. The U.S. Forest Service in December determined drilling would adversely affect the sacred site and reduce its spiritual power for the Blackfeet. Tribal leaders have asked Interior Secretary Sally Jewell to cancel the lease and 17 others that remain suspended. The low winter snowpack that's melted away early is already having an impact on the Spokane River. Water flow past the Post Falls Dam was reduced last week, leaving the whitewater rafting season there high and dry. The Spokesman Review reports that because of what may end up as the lowest water season on record, Avista Utilities has reduced flows to meet legal requirements to fill Lake Coeur d'Alene to a summer level. Avista last week cut flows through Post Falls Dam from 3,600 cubic feet per second to 1,400 CFS. Flows continued to plunge yesterday down to 700 CFS. Rafting companies say the flow reduction ended the Spokane River whitewater season. A Missoula man convicted of his wife's stabbing death in 1990 is facing new charges after his girlfriend told police he got drunk and threatened her and her 25-year-old son with a knife. The Missoulian newspaper reports 48-year-old Frank Belmarez was charged with two felonies in the Saturday morning incident and made his initial court appearance yesterday. Bail was set at $200,000 and Belmarez was remanded to Missoula County Jail. His defense attorney had asked for a $30,000 bond. Belmarez's 1990 conviction was for mitigated deliberate homicide, meaning the defendant was under severe mental or emotional distress at the time of the crime. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.